Dr. Nick Bennett is the co-director of the Antimicrobial Stewardship Program at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. He says he's seen the impact of the overuse of antibiotics firsthand.
There have certainly been cases where I've been forced to admit a child to the hospital for no reason other than I couldn't use the drug I wanted because of drug resistance.
Bennett says because of antibiotic use, drug-resistant bacteria form in animals and can be passed on to humans who eat their meat. He says those drug-resistant bacterial infections are causing 2 million Americans to get sick every year and 23,000 deaths. Bennett and the Connecticut Public Interest Research Group want legislation to restrict the use of antibiotics in animals.
It's being done.
Dr. Richard Carnevale is with the Animal Health Institute, which represents farmers, ranchers, and feed producers.
I mean, they're asking for controls on antibiotics, and FDA and the industry is in the process of putting more restrictions on these products.
Carnevale says most drug-resistant infections aren't caused by animal antibiotics. He points to a CDC report that said 16 of the infections that have been resistant to drugs come from humans, compared to 2 from animals. He says the U.S. Department of Agriculture has strict processing standards to prevent these 2 infections from entering into the food supply. The Food and Drug Administration has stopped allowing over-the-counter sales of antibiotics for food animals, now requiring a veterinarian's prescription.
They're just a tool in the battle to keep animals healthy and keep the food supply safe.
Bennett says cutting antibiotic use in food animals is possible.
Case in point is the Netherlands. They've been able to almost eliminate antibiotics from livestock and certainly from feed in livestock. And as a result, they have one of the lowest rates of antibiotic resistance in people in the world.
Bennett says recent steps by the FDA don't go far enough. He says it will take legislation to ensure the meat industry changes its practices. Cooper McKim, WSHU News.